Finally, fucking goddamn, finally.
So we're live or something?
No, yeah, we're recording right now. Alright, so should we do the intro, or?
Yeah.
Alright. Hello, welcome to the All Nighters Podcast, where we talk all night and on all night only. I'm here with my co-host, Gil.
Yo.
Did you say Joe? And nobody else. We'll have some fucking hosts, some fucking guests in somewhere. And if you hear them in the background, I'm very sorry. It's just how it is. But so yeah. Introduce yourself.
I'm Gillo. I'm a co-host.
Alright. Very, very useful information there, Gillo. Yeah. So, I'd like to start things off with, like, how we met. And, like, what was life before, and what was life after, you know?
Right now or later?
For you, we won't give specific details. We'll just give, like, fake names to, like, fake people. Yeah. Alright. So we won't tell like the whole story about like how everything went for like us, but yeah. All right. So who starts off first? So like, what in middle school? Like who starts off first? Like how it felt to go in middle school and how it affected you.
Well. Hold up.
So should I start or?
Yeah, start. Hold on, don't start.
Alright. So, for me, right? It's hard to explain. During the summer, right? Right before I went to fifth grade, the fucking school called us to visit, like, East Norton, like...
Orientation?
Yeah. They told me to visit it, like, early, so they can, like, see... So I don't get confused around the halls, you know? So, like, I'm not, like, a ghost around the kid, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a lost student. I'm in the school, right? Mm-hmm. So we went there with two of my friends... And at that point, I just felt like everything changed for me. That I wasn't like a kid anymore, but I still was. Like it's that feeling where like you
feel more mature.
I felt more mature, but like I also felt like I'm still a kid. You know, I'm like that's why I'm a kid now. But yeah, how's your experience like? Entering the school you want to, and then coming here.
All right, so I got a phone call as well to go to orientation, like a week before school started. Then
yeah, for me it was like a week too.
Then I had to first walk into school, go into the auditorium, wait there with all these random kids, and then the principal would start with a big presentation about what the school is about and whatnot. Then, then there was all the fifth grade teachers. They called up their students they're gonna have for that school year.
Oh yeah, that's what happened to us too. Like, but like we went into the classroom, like in the classroom where
I thought you were about to say closet.
No. So we went into the classroom and we decided to wait there. We got some folders too that you were supposed to use like every Wednesday, but I never used it. So yeah, keep going.
The school paid for those.
Yeah, basically.
And my school was broke. Like we just like we had to buy our own stuff.
Damn.
So, yeah, anywho, the teachers called up the students after the presentation was over, like class by class.
Yeah.
And then we went to their classes, and then we went through our whole schedule. And after the we went through our schedules and went, like, we took a tour around the whole school. And then, yeah.
I never took a like a whole tour around just like the whole school, but like I did like take a tour around like this the fifth grade section where I was. So
isn't the fifth grade section like just one hallway?
Yeah, basically it's like about two hallways. Yeah, it's about like that, and like that at that time, you know, like I saw no faces. Because I wasn't with, like, that many friends. Like, I knew some of my friends that I still, like, hang with now. But, most of them were gone. And, like, at that point, I didn't know how to feel.
Well, we have a 5-month summer vacation at this point.
Yeah.
And...
Jesus.
The crazy thing is, every bad thing happened as soon as the new principal came.
True. Because... We won't say any specific names, but like how corrupt the school got and shit. Like there was like so many like incidents in that school that was so I'm talking about fights. Yeah. And that, like, all of them combined just are more than the, like, those 3 years. Like, so...
Really?
Yeah. Like, all of them combined. This year was, like, the one that, like, had the most. Like, all those 3 years combined compared to this year doesn't... Like, this year still beats us number.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, there was way more.
I remember before I moved schools, I was like just gonna miss my friends and all that, right? But, like, I didn't really miss them that much because, like, when I came to the new school, I saw like my other friends,
your old friends, yeah. Kind of thing.
Then we started talking. Then, like, I'm gonna see like my friends from my old school next year. Then I thought. Well, the only good thing so far in the school is that there's no uniform.
Yeah. Wait, do you have uniforms in that school?
Yeah.
Wait, what was it? What was it? Tell me.
It was just a collar shirt.
A collar shirt?
A dress pants. No, just the regular school uniforms.
Oh, okay. Are you for or against school uniforms?
I don't really care.
I'm an indifferent because, like, some people have some points about having school uniforms, and people have some points of having school uniforms. I don't know what to choose, basically.
Honestly, like, it shouldn't be.
Say what?
Uniforms, cause like, yeah, acting like the whole world's gonna know, like, oh my goodness, this person goes to that specific school.
Yeah, like if it was like, if Harvard was like a uniform school, then I would understand that because it's a university. Yeah, but other than like any other school, it's retarded. So.
I thought I was gonna see more nerds in this school.
Wow.
Like, let me be honest, like, when I first saw you, because you know how you were, like, in my gym class or, like, with the two gyms? Yeah, I thought you were a nerd.
Yeah, because of my glasses, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the way you acted. You were like, no, then it's just, like, I just thought you were just, like, one of those nerds, you know?
Yeah, and then you realize I'm a complete dumbass.
Yeah, until you were in my class.
Yeah. And that's why you never judge a person by its fuck.
That's why you never judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, that's about to say.
And then You know how I went there last year, where there was, like, a bunch of fights, too?
Yeah.
I for a second, I thought there was going to be less fights, then I was, like, kind of the same, but, like, slightly there's less.
Yeah, slightly. But, like, this year, bro, what the fuck? Like, everybody said, like, fuck you to each other and just, like, decided to beat each other up, you know?
Like, I was about to fight.
Yeah.
Like, literally, my school year was going offline until the principal came. Yeah. Last year it was normal.
Yeah, it was pretty calm, you know?
And then, oh yeah, as soon as the new principal comes, you have a freaking pandemic, all these fights and whatnot.
Even though he didn't cause, like, World War III, but, World War III almost happened.
If school districts ran, like, the world, like, oh, this, like, this school is this country or whatnot, like, he'll most likely, like, our school would pretty much be, like, America, and we would just cause all the problems.
Yeah. We'd be the ones, like, nuking North Korea instead of them nuking us.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jesus Christ, like the school system is, like, fucking retarded, honestly.
It is.
Because, like, at this point, like, looking back, I'm, like, kind of glad that, just, like, we got, like, 5 months off of school. Because, think about it, we got, like, not half, like, how many months are in school? How many months?
September, are October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, like 9, 10 months. Say like 9.5. You have 9.5 months of school.
So we like about 5 months of summer vacation.
We pretty much just had like 8 months of school this time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 10, wasn't it?
10 what?
10 months school?
No, it's 9.5, because for summer vacation, it's half of June, then July and August.
Bro, somebody just fucking hell. You just lag like, oh my god. Oh, fuck. So, how many months of school was it? How many months of school was it?
For what?
How many months of school?
9.5.
Alright. So, we basically got like 3.5, we think, I don't know, or 4.
Yeah. I don't know why, but for some reason, I feel like we might enter school a bit later.
Yeah, we might, like...
Because, like...
Like, do it in, like, December or October.
Yeah,
I'm
thinking like either late September, early October, or in November.
What if like we can't go to school like at all? We have to use like online classes.
Well, it's the future.
We might use VR.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Imagine if that was like.
Just that. How would it be?
I don't know, like.
You
like
just see two kids fighting.
Bro. Like, it's just like boxing, fucking VR. Like
it's VR.
Yeah.
And then, like, two kids actually have beef and then they're just like, see each other, then start talking crap.
Bro. Oh, Jesus Christ. Like,
this is how graduation's gonna be. I'll send you the post.
Alright, gotcha. If audio listeners, if you can't see it, but... Oh yeah, I saw that. The graduation thing. Also, like, if somebody never told me that was, like, the Instagram post I, like, shared to the group chat was fake, I would have lost my shit.
Which one?
So there was this post that said, that Norristown had to take classes again.
Oh. Yeah, that's fake.
Alright, good, because, like, I don't feel like going, like, I feel like saying fuck you to the school and just leaving.
Because If that was real, then I wouldn't have done any work.
Yeah, me neither.
Because, like, well, if we're going to repeat the school year again, then there's no point of actually doing work.
Yeah. Just because of a fucking pandemic, that wasn't even my fault, you know?
The guy that caused it is probably like, you are what you eat, so am I Batman?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh. It's crazy to think that, like, a guy eating a fucking bat can almost, like, can create, like, the whole world into a panic. Yeah, like, the whole world into a panic. Jesus Christ.
Bro, isn't this supposed to be an all-nighters, thing?
Ah, same thing. Yes, recording this during the day. So, anybody going down in the comments saying, like, oh my god, a false advertising, shut the fuck up, nobody cares. Okay, I had to get that the way. But we might, like, the maximum I can record is, like, 5 hours because I'm broke. So, yeah. That's the maximum I can record, so, yeah.
Can't you just, like, as soon as it's over, just start recording again?
Yeah, but, like, it's gonna be, like, 3 separate files.
How much space does it take up?
I don't fucking know. I gotta check that. But still. Oh, no, it holds a, so, for me, it holds the audio file for me so that I can upload it. So that means I'm good, basically. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and fifth grade was a time where I fucking... What's it called? Where I fucking started my YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I went to your first video and it said 3 years ago.
Yeah. You know what was my goal the whole time?
What?
Just to win money. Because I found out that, like, monetization and all that, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, I wanted to get, like, big. Like, my dream was already to become famous already. And like, when I found out that they could get rich off it, I was, like, really excited for that. And that's how I started my channel.
Can you get sponsorships on this?
Yeah, I can get. But, like, I'm not going to start, like, on this episode because I feel like that would be, like,
too early.
What's it called? Yeah, too early. Or
like wait till like 5-10 episodes.
I had to wait until 10 episodes to like to this podcast like really blows up. I don't know if it will.
Just so
I hope it does.
Just so it gets like some views.
Yeah, at least some views. Some people will be like in the comments will be like, man, it's not even night and you're still like uploading this.
Oh, guess what? We're on the other side of the world right now. So,
yeah,
it's like 4 in the morning.
So, if you're listening in China, then it is. Yeah.
We pretty much make the all-nighters podcast for people around the world.
Yeah. Well, we might as well put it in fucking like English or Spanish. No, not like, we should put it like in Scottish.
Yeah, we should.
But like, it's gonna be worth years, you know? Like, to learn this shit, yeah. Like, if we talk Russian, we're just gonna be like, go a little bit the whole time.
Hey, I mean, we can put this, like, for, like, other people, so, like, while we're awake, like, it's daytime for us, but it's nighttime for them, so then when they wake up, it's not gonna be night no more, then we can sleep, you know?
Oh, yeah. Also, I've, like, talking about Russian, right? Mm-hmm. The language. My teacher was fucking... My 7th grade teacher was fucking crying because she couldn't learn the Russian alphabet. Huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and she told, like, a bunch of, like, fucking stories. They're just weird. One of them was that... That they went on a field trip to Russia, right? Mm-hmm. And one woman was about to take a shower, and then, like, cockroaches were in there instead of the water. So just a bunch of cockroaches just came in at her. And, like, after that, her, like, eyes were, like, bloodshot red because of the traumatization. I think that's what she told it, but...
Did you believe that?
That shit was in Russia, so, probably.
Oh, so you're just gonna assume it's a poverty country?
Well, most of it is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it might be, like, yeah. No offense to Russian people, but still. Some of it is poverty, just like either USA or like any other country, like any country has a poverty state. So.
True.
So no offense to Russian people, but still. Do you think that things will get better in the 2021?
Nah, it's probably gonna be 2020 part 2.
Yeah. Fucking Godzilla.
Or remastered.
Yeah. Like, even a worse virus comes in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well just call it Ebola number 2.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna call coronavirus that. Ebola 2. That's what I'm gonna call the coronavirus. From that one.
What was that?
I don't know. Do you want to end this podcast even though it's 20 minutes?
Yeah, why not? Are we going to do it again later?
Yep.
What time?
I don't know.
Alright. Text me if you can. Right. So I guess that's first podcast.
Yeah, it's only been 20 minutes. We can talk for, like, hours, but we've got to find topics to talk about that we haven't talked about yet. Like, us together.
So. Yeah.
And we've got some hosts.
Well, I guess this is just an introduction.
Yeah, I guess this is an introduction. We can go on for, like, 30 minutes, I guess.
Alright, so 8 minutes of what?
8 minutes of just talking pure shit.
Alright.
Yeah. What's one thing that, like, that people believe that you don't, kind of thing?
Kids dying from the COVID-19.
Yeah. For me, that seems like such bullshit.
Like, bro, our immune system is, like, 3 times as strong as yours.
Yeah. And the fact that, like, kids are, like, you know, puberty and shit.
Yeah.
Masturbation. Yeah. And it just doesn't... No. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
You know what I also don't believe? Wait. Well, I do believe it, but, like, okay. Ghosts, right? Mm-hmm. Ghosts are, like... I believe in ghosts, but, like, I... Don't believe that they'll harm you, you know?
Oh, yeah. I believe that, too.
Yeah.
Like, some will just, like, do random stuff, but they won't harm you.
Yeah. Like, they won't come... Like, how are they gonna be a threat to you, even though they can't touch anything? They can't... Like, how do they move stuff?
I don't even know. It's just like saying, like, do you believe in paranormal activity?
Yeah. Like, how do they move stuff? Ah, what the fuck? What was that?
It was Casper the Ghost.
That came from my microphone. Jesus Christ. Ah, what the fuck? That was the water bottle?
Yeah.
Damn. Anyway. Bruh. Awesome. Ghosts. For me, right? Ghosts are real. But what the fuck is that?
What?
Never mind. Ghosts are real, but they can't harm you. Just keep in mind that if you watch a paranormal movie, then...
That's different. Because, yeah. It's always Satan.
Yeah. It's always a demon trying to, rape you in your sleep, you know? Yeah. That's only movies, anyway.
Do you believe in haunted dolls? Like, haunted items?
No, because I never had it before. But, I see, videos of it happening. So, I guess I do. But, I won't see it by myself to, know it happened.
It's one of those things you just have to experience.
Yeah. Any ritual game kind of thing. Or, you think it's sketchy about it, but, it's actually real, you know? Yeah. Just like this one game called the Ritual Game, the Stairs Game, right? It's a game where, you blindfold yourself and go down the stairs. Go up and down, go up and down, go up and down, until you meet Lucifer. Satan, basically. Bruh. And then, if you fall, then you're stuck in hell, basically. That's all I know. And you can ask him you can ask him anything and he'll do it for you kind of thing. If you're trying to fix a broken marriage, then go ask him. I'm not saying to do it. I'm just saying what can it do? So I'm not influencing anything. It's don't play it if you're clumsy. If you're sure you want to play it, play safe. Don't do dumb shit. Don't try to do a 360 down the stairs and then come back up, and then come doing the 360. You know. Yeah. Don't do that.
You'll be the type to do it.
No, not really. I'm maybe a bit of a dumbass, but I'm not retarded.
True. I still believe you'd be the type.
To what?
360 and try to go back up.
Jumping off the stairs during the 360 kind of thing. Mm. Yeah. What have you been doing since, you're stuck in quarantine?
Trying to sleep. I haven't slept in the past 3 days.
I've been watching Narcos.
Well, I did sleep, but, total amount, probably 12 hours. Therefore, it's 4 hours every day.
But there was this one scene, right, where, I just laugh so hard at. It's when they try to torture a guy, right? But, they can't get a single word out of him. And, they were getting tired of punching his face, and they got me laughing.
Did you kill him?
I forgot. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But I think he was left on the, in front of a hospital. Because, he, broke. Because somebody shot him in the stomach. Yeah, they put him on the side of the road. Jesus Christ.
That's a real member right there. He won't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't, he broke when, he didn't want to get shot in the stomach anymore. That's when he broke. Yeah. Yo, yeah, or Gil, do you want me to tell the story of the party?
we should leave that more for later.
That's what I said. I'm gonna tell it on the next episode.
Which might be later tonight.
Yeah, maybe all night even too. So. They're up to this episode since we have nothing else to talk about. I know it's a horrible podcasts and when we don't know what to talk about. But we just came in.
It'll get better over time once we get guests.
Yeah, once we get guests, we'll have more time, have more fun, and have more conversations. So, yeah.
So I gave them a preview of what's the next episode.
We'll just say it. It's a party of me and some friend. I'll try to get a friend over in the next episode. So, yeah, we'll wrap up this podcast, the recording, and yeah, see you guys in the next one. We say bye in the same time. 3, 2, 1, bye.